2 Timothy chapter 4 this morning. We'll try to get the song at the close. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Today we honor those who have faithfully served our nation. Our veterans understand what it means to sacrifice. They know what it means to stand in the face of danger. They know what it means to fight for something greater than themselves. This morning, we're going to hear from another kind of veteran, not one from the United States Armed Forces, but a seasoned soldier in the Army of the Lord. Paul was a battle-worn warrior of the cross, and as he neared the end of his life, he wrote to young Timothy, passing the torch of ministry to the next generation. Just as Paul charged Timothy, God calls us to stand strong, like faithful soldiers who follow orders, like faithful soldiers who finish their mission. We've got to remain steadfast in the spiritual fight. Paul's words remind us what it means to finish faithfully in the fight. Before we get to 2 Timothy 4, I want to share two verses. One is from 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. Say this with me, ready? Let this know ye also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Let me tell y'all, perilous times are here. Would y'all be in agreement there? The word perilous means dangerous, hard to deal with, difficult. It's the same Greek word that is used to describe the two violent, demon-possessed men mentioned in Matthew 8:28. This suggests that the violence, listen, of the last days is being energized by demons. Pay attention to this verse. This is from 1 Timothy 4. It says, now the Spirit speaketh expressly. Turn these microphones off, y'all. We're getting feedback. The Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. That means they turn from the true faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. In other words, people are going to follow deceptive spirits and they're going to follow teachings that come from demons. Do y'all realize evil is no longer subtle? Do y'all realize it's even celebrated? Evil is promoted and accepted by society in a very bold way today. They're about to open a strip club back in Roanoke. Guess what the name of it is? Lust. Well, they're not ashamed of it, are they? They're just being pretty blatant about their sin. And what a shame that is. But that's the world that we live in. Perilous times are here. But the sad part is evil is also making its way into our churches. A lot of saints are being deceived with thoughts something like this: hey, I can live any way I want and still please God. True or false? Can you live any way you want and still please God? False, false, false. So Paul is encouraging Timothy. Now we're in 2 Timothy 4. Verse 2, he says, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. What's that mean? Hey, be prepared whether the time is favorable or not. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Paul is telling Timothy, hey, you need to patiently correct. There's times you're going to need to rebuke. There's times you're going to need to encourage with good teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. What does that mean? They're going to follow their own desires. They're going to look for teachers and preachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. Hey, they're going to reject the truth. They're going to chase after myths. But he says, but watch thou in all things. Hey, keep a clear mind in every situation. Endure afflictions. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Do the work of an evangelist. Hey, work at telling others the good news of the gospel. Make full proof of thy ministry. What's that mean? Hey, carry out the ministry that God has given you. Timothy, times are coming when folks cannot endure the truth. And he's not only talking to those outside the church. Sometimes it's the church that has a hard time swallowing the truth of God's word. Would y'all be in agreement there? Especially when you touch on the way Christians are living. Woo. Paul tells Timothy, hey, if the people won't endure it, preach it anyway. And Ezekiel faced the same challenge. He was to speak God's word until they knew that a prophet of God had been among them. I recently read about a minister, Alexander White. Close to a good name, close to Wyatt, but it was just White. W-H-I-T-E. When he was above 80 years old, he wrestled with the question whether he should, for the remainder of his ministry, preach more of the gentler and more helpful aspects of the Christian truth and preach less on sin. He said the sweet Holy Spirit spoke to his conscience. No, go on, flinch not. Boldly finish the work that I've given you to do. Speak out, fear not. Do it, for no one else will. Show Christians their sin and their need for repentance. Wow, isn't that good? You know, it's not easy to keep a charge like Paul gave Timothy in a day like this. The standard is the Word of God. The goal is holiness. We must not lower the standard of God's word. I don't expect anybody to be perfect, but I do expect Christians to strive to be Christ-like. Is that asking too much? We got the power of the Holy Spirit living inside of us, so we can grow, we can mature, we can live holy lives as we allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide us, and to really to live the Christian life through us. I think there's a need for both, a balance of love and truth. Amen? If you're imbalanced in either way, it's not good. We need to love people, but we need to share the truth. We need to raise people to the standard and not lower the standard of God's word. We are called to be holy. Now, people don't like to be called to holiness and righteousness. That's why they go down to the street and they look for a preacher that tickles their ears and makes them feel comfortable in their sin, giving them what they want to hear instead of what they need to hear. There's a difference. I've had new folks come to our church and they make comments like this: you preach against sin. And I like that. I need that. And I know that's why a lot of you are here. We need to realize the importance of that. Preaching that calls us to the straight and narrow way. This is what the Word of God says. That's what we're going to do. Now in 2025, it will not be popular. But Gospel Light's going to continue to be faithful in these perilous times. Paul gives Timothy three things. Number one, he says, stay committed when the battle gets costly. It cost something to live for God. Salvation's free. Can I hear an amen right there? Jesus paid it all. But serving him faithfully is going to cost you something. Paul endured afflictions. He endured loneliness. He endured betrayal. He told Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Just like some of our veterans, I'm sure they felt alone on the battlefield at times. Paul discovered that sometimes the fight of faith means pressing on even when others abandon you. Y'all remember this scripture? It's right here in 2 Timothy 4. Look at verse 9. Timothy, do thy diligence to come shortly unto me. Say it with me. Ready? For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Something got him away from the Lord. Serving faithfully with Paul, but he got his eyes off Jesus, got his eyes on the things of this world. Now he's departed into Thessalonica, Cretans to Galatia, Titus into Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Take Mark, bring him with thee, for he is profitable. He's helpful to me for the ministry. Hey, many times as a Christian, you're going to feel alone. Imagine our kids in public school. Is that a tough environment for them? Oh, yeah. How about you in some of your workplaces? Terrible environment. But through God's power, can you stand in His strength and be a light? Of course you can. We've got to stand, even in those tough environments, stand for Jesus in these perilous times. Stay committed. And you know, as we stand for God, righteousness, holiness, we expose sin, you're going to become, and I'm going to become, a target for an attack from our adversary. How many believe in the enemy that is after you? And I'm not talking about another army of people. I'm talking about Satan himself is after you. The devil does not like it when we mourn over our sin, when we're broken in the altar, when, you know, we get thoroughly right with God. He doesn't like that. He hates holiness. So you know what he does? He stirs up division. He stirs up discouragement. He gets us distracted. He'll cause us to turn on each other. He'll wreak all kinds of havoc in the church by getting us to turn on one another. That's why we need to pray for the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Can you say that? Pray for the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Like we did Wednesday night. We spent concentrated time in prayer for our future youth pastor. Are y'all still praying? Okay. We need to make that a matter of prayer. God wants to use this time of transition to strengthen us, bring us together, to not divide us. How many believe we can still enjoy the blessings of God? We can still have that sweet presence of the Holy Spirit, even in perilous times. Even in times where it's kind of confusing, we're trying to figure out God's will. But we got to stay committed, even when the battle gets rough. Standing for truth in these days is also going to make us a target for an attack from people as well. Look at verse 14. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. That man did me a lot of harm. The Lord reward him according to his works. In other words, Paul's saying the Lord's going to judge him for what he's done. By the way, how many believe vengeance is God's, not ours? Okay? Leave them in God's hands. Of whom be thou ware also? Be careful of him. Watch out for them. They're being used of Satan to attack us. For he hath greatly withstood our words. What's that mean? He fought against everything that Paul had said. I believe now this is opinion. I've said this before. I believe Alexander the coppersmith, was Paul's thorn in the flesh, mentioned in 2 Corinthians verse 12. Because when he describes the thorn, it says a messenger of Satan to buffet him, attack him. So that's just opinion. Could be. It could have been another person that just stayed on him all the time. Hey, stay committed when the battle gets costly. You have an adversary from devil. You may have adversaries from people. But I'm telling you, God's blessings are worth every hardship. Number two, stand confident in the presence of your commander. Leonard about took my message away. I had to say, hey, okay, that's enough. All right. No, I didn't say that. But he was getting on my message. He's talking about his commander in chief. It's not anybody in the armed forces. It's Jesus Almighty. Look at verse 16. At my first answer, no man stood with me. Hey, the first time I was brought before the judge, no one came with me. Paul felt alone. But all men forsook me. Everyone abandoned him. Then he says, I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge, not be counted against them. Here's the best part. Are you ready? Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me, and he strengthened me. that by me the preaching might be fully known. Hey, that I could preach the good news in its entirety, that all the Gentiles might hear. And I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Man, he rescued me. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, every attack that comes my way. He's going to preserve me. He's going to bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Man, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Paul saying, hey, when everybody else deserts you, the Lord's going to remain. Here's a promise every soldier of Jesus can cling to. How many soldiers of Jesus do we have here? Do I have a witness? You better raise your hand. Amen. If you're saved, you're a soldier of Jesus. Here's the promise you can cling to. I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Say that with me. Ready? I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. All of our veterans know the bond of loyalty. They never leave a brother behind. You've heard that phrase before? Spiritually speaking, our commander does the same. He stands with us in the fiercest battles. He strengthens us when we feel weak. He gives us courage when we want to quit. Jesus will never abandon his soldiers. Do you realize that's such a special promise? It shows up in God's word all over the place. Genesis, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Psalms, Isaiah, Hebrews. You know what our Lord says? Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. When I get discouraged, y'all been there. When I get depressed, when I feel overwhelmed, when I feel like everyone's against me, the devil gets on my back, I'm reminded of this song. Have you heard this song? This is a newer one. When this broken world is breaking me down, when my tears and knees fall to the ground. Do I have a witness? Come on now. When my questions make me doubt you more than ever, you remind me that your answer is always never. This is a uniquely written song. You remind me that your answer is always never. Here it is. Never forgotten. Never forsaken, never abandoned, not for a second. I am safe in your hands always and forever. You're never not working. My heart is the proof. There's not a broken too broken for you. Will there ever come a day when you're not holding me together? You say never. Here's the second verse. Every single time I look back, I see. There's never been a promise you didn't keep. You don't waste the wounds. You use them for the better. When it comes to you, your answer's always never. Never forgotten. Never forsaken. Never abandoned. Not for a second. I am safe in your hands, always and forever. You're never not working. My heart is the proof. There's not a broken too broken for you. Will there ever come a day when you're not holding me together? You say never. What a powerful song. These last days may last a while. How many are in agreement? Hey, they talked about the last days 2,000 years ago. These last days, these perilous times may last a while. Persecution, hard times are coming. But remember, God will never leave you nor forsake you. My final point, number three, strive courageously toward the crown. Let's go back to verse 6. For I'm now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. Hey, he's saying my life's already been poured out as an offering to the Lord. Let me get back in my, there it is. The time of his death is coming. It's near. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've run the race. I've kept the faith. I've remained faithful. Now read this with me. Ready? Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Every veteran longs to hear, well done. And that's what we did today. This whole service has been telling our veterans, well done, guys and girls. Thank you so much. But I tell you, Paul wanted to hear those words too. Are you longing to hear those words? Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Well, then don't let discouragement, fear of man, worldly distraction rob you of your reward. Strive for those crowns that you can receive in heaven. Run your race. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He is the commander in chief. He's the ultimate prize. By the way, it's not the crown that's the ultimate prize. The ultimate prize is being with Jesus forever and ever. You're not working to get to heaven, but you are working for the day when you're going to meet your Savior face to face. What a day that will be. Paul died in the service of the Lord. He was not decorated with medals, but with the marks of faithfulness. He finished his course with joy. So as we honor our veterans today, let's also renew our commitment to the Lord's army. How many remember that old kid song? I'm in the Lord's army. Y'all remember that? I'm in the Lord's army. I tell you, let's stay committed. These perilous times are not for the faint-hearted. They require courage, conviction, endurance. Let's finish faithfully in the fight. Let me just remind you the 3 points. Stay committed no matter what. Stay confident in the presence of your commander. Strive courageously for the crown that awaits all that love his appearing. Are you looking forward? You got your head up to the clouds saying, even so, come Lord Jesus. Man, I hope you do. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Do we have a song ready? We found it. All right. We're going to use this song as our invitation. I wonder if you would just pray for our nation. We got to stand for right in these perilous times and these days. Let's determine to do that. Would you pray with me and say something like this? Lord, help me to be a soldier in your army. Help me to stay faithful and committed. Help me to follow the commands of you, my commander in chief. Help me to strive for those crowns and live righteous in these wicked days. Could you pray something like this? And let's think about this song and how it relates to our Christian lives following our Savior.